The volunteers who organize and drive for North Simcoe Wheels 4 Wheels are celebrating their 25th anniversary next month. Patience and compassion are qualities shared by the 14 volunteers, says Fran Hill, who has been with the organization since it started. "We're a diverse group of people who each bring something unique to it," adds Wheels 4 Wheels board chair Lauren Parent, who also works at the Villa Care Center. Established in April 2000 by the Huronia Seniors Volunteer Care Team, HSVCT, Wheels 4 Wheels operates entirely by donation, providing accessible transportation for all ages. "What we do differently is more than medical appointments," says Rick Corbett, who has volunteered with the organization for 8 years. Corbett wears many hats for the organization as not only a driver, but also handling dispatch and scheduling duties. Corbett was retired for about 3 years when he decided to volunteer with Wheels 4 Wheels. "I like driving and I like helping people and meeting people," he says. "I know the area. I thought that sounds like a neat thing to do." All three members of the organization recognize the value of the van and the people who drive it throughout North Simcoe's communities. Hill remembers the first vehicle they acquired over 2 decades ago. It was green and had HSVCT inscribed on the side. Their current van, acquired 3 years ago, is improved. It has more height, modern straps for securing wheelchairs in place, and holds 3 passengers plus 2 wheelchairs. "It's definitely a lot easier to plan a route than it used to be. In the original van, there were no bells and whistles," says Hill. She says that GPS and Google Maps can be particularly helpful when assessing where to park the van when bringing people on board. Speaking to the needs they see for accessible transportation, the volunteers share stories of assisting others. "I took a lady who was 103 to her grandson's wedding," says Hill, laughing that the lady was still full of energy upon picking her up after. Corbett recalled the time he saw on social media that a woman in hospice care had tickets to see Rod Stewart in Toronto. "It was her dying wish to go to that concert," he says, and that he wasted no time arranging her ride there with 2 nurses to accompany her. "I took a senior lady to her cottage. She hadn't been up in several years. The cool thing about taking her was that the whole area rallied around her that day. It was like this big party to see her back," says Parent. "It's fun. We become friends. It's nice to give people the opportunity to do the things that we take for granted," says Hill, conversing about the ease of getting into a car to get groceries or go out with friends. She notes that for people in wheelchairs, the task of going out for anything requires planning. Providing seniors and disabled citizens with rides, at a cost of what they can afford, is the team's way of giving back. Noticing the challenges associated with recruiting volunteers, Parent believes there is more of a need now than ever before. "I think that long-term care can be scary for volunteers, especially after the pandemic," she says. "We don't realize how much we rely on volunteers all our life. They're at the hospital, we have volunteer firefighters, it goes on," explains Corbett. After 25 years in service, the 3 team members recognize that the costs associated with alternative means of accessible transportation are remarkable. Corbett mentions that the volunteers who keep Wheels 4 Wheels in operation have given a lot of their time. "Many stay with the organization for years," he says, noting that they get enough donations to continue year after year. "All of our volunteers are extremely dedicated, which just warms my heart," he says. More information about Wheels 4 Wheels services and how to join the team of volunteers can be found here.